I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for August 24th, 2026. Ellesmere City officials say they aren't sure who owns the Garvey Avenue Bridge, which is in need of repairs. Danny Villarreal-Martinez has more.
Back in July, Ellesmere Public Works had to change the weight restriction on Garvey Bridge. While this didn't affect any residents, now the fire department can't use the route when responding to emergency calls. Since the bridge was believed to be solely owned by Norfolk Southern Railways, a national corporation, the city called upon the company to make repairs. But in a statement released Friday, Ellesmere officials say now historical records may imply the city can make repairs themselves. In the meantime, while they worked to confirm whether ownership was ever transferred, neither Norfolk Southern nor the city will be able to take action. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Danny Villarreal-Martinez.
The Louisville Planning Commission is looking to strengthen proposed data center regulations. Commissioners discussed potential changes to the draft rules last week after holding four public comment sessions over the last few weeks. The commission voted to require nearly all new data centers to undergo rezoning, which requires a high level of scrutiny. Commissioner Beth Stuber spoke in favor of the change.
We have the chance to hear the public hearing, have it go through us to Metro Council. We have some discretion, and we have a chance to put in binding elements to address site-specific issues.
Commissioners also voted to require data centers to use a closed-loop cooling system in order to conserve water. The Planning Commission is expected to take a final vote on the full set of recommendations early next month. The Metro Council will have the final say on any new regulations. Lexington has a data center moratorium in place as city leaders decide how such projects should be regulated. Now they're scheduling another public hearing. Shepard Snyder has more.
Lexington's Urban County Council passed the moratorium on data center development in June. It was enacted in response to data center company DartPoint, which acquired a North Lexington property formerly owned by Lexmark, with plans to repurpose and expand a data center space. The council also directed Lexington's Planning Commission to draft a plan on how data centers are regulated. A current version of that plan includes limiting the size of data centers to 40,000 square feet, setting a 25-megawatt cap on capacity, and a 30-decibel noise limit. Data center projects have seen widespread pushback in communities across Kentucky and nationwide. At a Planning Commission meeting last month, Lexington residents expressed concerns over energy use, pollution, and the industry's ties to artificial intelligence. Residents who would like to share feedback in person with the city can attend the special meeting set for October 6th. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
About 300 laid-off coal workers in eastern Kentucky are in limbo after a federal judge dismissed the bankruptcy case of their former employer Friday. U.S. bankruptcy judge Gregory Schaff dismissed the bankruptcy of Clintwood JOD LLC. The Pike County coal operator filed for bankruptcy in March. The workers sued, claiming Clintwood failed to give them the 60 days notice required under federal labor law. They sought back pay and benefits. Clintwood's assets were sold at an auction last month for $1.1 million. A company representative said in a motion to dismiss the case there was nothing left to satisfy the workers' claims. Kentucky coal jobs have been in steady decline for years. At the end of June, there were fewer than 3,400 coal workers statewide and fewer than 2,000 in eastern Kentucky. Learn more at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.